They're still trying to find wildfire victims in Maui and identify those already found. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I lost an uncle, an aunt, a cousin, and a nephew.
96 people confirmed dead, but Governor Josh Green says crews keep going through ashes and ruins looking for bones and remains in the destroyed town of Lahaina.
It's very difficult for them because they know ultimately they will be sharing with our people that there have been more fatalities. I do expect the numbers to rise.
It's already the deadliest wildfire in the U.S. in more than a century.
Still no official cause on why these fires started, but now a class action lawsuit blames the local power company, saying Hawaiian Electric ignored weather advisories and kept its lines electrified amid the high winds. In a statement to Fox, Hawaiian Electric declined to comment on pending litigation and said it was focused on restoring electricity. The governor of Hawaii now ordering an investigation.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Maui. It's back to court in Mississippi for
five former Rankin County, Mississippi sheriff's deputies and a former police officer from the town of Richland, Mississippi, will be pleading guilty today in a state court of assaulting two men in abuse of their power as law enforcement. The officers are white and the victims are black.
Fox's Evan Brown, those officers have already pleaded guilty to federal charges. A sheriff's deputy is recovering in Michigan, expected to be okay after being shot early this morning, chasing a suspect in Muskegon County, killed in a gun battle during an attempted arrest. Drama in the sky on a Malaysia Airlines flight out of Australia that turned around and went back to Sydney when a man with a backpack threatened to blow up the plane. This passenger said after a safe return.
Everything that was the scariest, because until then, I don't think people realized we were hostages or the gravity of the situation.
The man was arrested without incident when they landed. No explosives were found. A jet hit a bird at an air show in Michigan, then crashed. The pilot and passenger safely ejected before that. Nobody on the ground was hurt. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Days after the attorney general appointed David Weiss a special counsel to continue investigating Hunter Biden after the plea deal fell apart last month with the president's son on tax evasion misdemeanor charges that would also resolve a felony gun charge. His attorney, Abby Lowell, tells CBS Face the Nation.
There's no new evidence to be found. What matters is the facts and the evidence.
Right.
And the facts and the evidence that have been pursued by however many members of Congress and their staffs and media looking for any possible connection has shown time and time again it doesn't exist.
The House Republicans investigating Hunter Biden's business dealings overseas disagree, and they believe there is evidence the president might have been involved in some way, which he denies. Fox's Peter Ducey's at the White House.
Republicans had been calling for a special counsel, including some who wanted David Weiss to be the special counsel. And now that he is, they're upset knowing that he signed off on the plea deal that included broad immunity from undiscovered crimes for Hunter.
Tomorrow, President Biden flies to Milwaukee.
A day before the first anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, legislation passed with support from just Democrats. Considered a key part of his Bidenomics agenda, the president will highlight the bill again on Wednesday before spending Thursday and Friday at Camp David, where President Biden hosts the president of South Korea and the prime minister of Japan. A press conference with the three leaders is expected. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Yeah, North Korea may be a big topic for discussion there.
Kim Jong-un's gone on another tour of weapons factories, ordering them to drastically increase their output. North Korea's official news agency says the goal is to meet the needs of frontline military units. But the U.S. also believes North Korean officials have met Russia's defense minister recently to discuss Moscow buying more weapons for use in Ukraine.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. And Wall Street stock futures now down modestly ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A new early education center in Champaign honoring one of the people who helped make it happen. Elizabeth Murphy died in March. She worked with the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission. She was one of the people spearheading the center's move from Neal Street to Round Barn. Salvation Army has helped get children ready for school with a backpack and school supply giveaway. Group filled backpacks with school supplies donated by the community and gave them out in both Champaign and Vermilion counties. The back-to-school drive gives 500 kids the supplies they need to start school. Illinois is informing residents about the next round of funding for the Illinois Electric Vehicle Rebate Program. Next round is November 1st. It runs through January 31st. Program offers a $4,000 rebate for the purchase of an all-electric passenger car or a $1,500 rebate for the purchase of an all-electric motorcycle. Might be a good idea to check those out with the electric cars and motorcycles coming our way. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. It is ESPN 93.5, and we go back to our meteorologist, Greg Solier. Brother Johnny's jumped in there, Gregory, and he's aware that we might feel like a little New Orleans-ish.
Yeah,
I don't know about that,
because that's been 98, Greg, and I kind of like the hot. But it's been hot.
No, I concur because, you know, in 4 or 5 months from now, if not maybe 3 months from now, you know, the other boot and or hoof will drop, as we say in the agricultural world.
Yeah. I remember walking to finals in the 70s. It was minus 17, not windshield. And I like the 98 better.
Yeah.
Our blood temperature is 98.
I hear you. I think it has something to do with age, you know, as well.
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, it's totally. I mean, do people with... If you did a poll in Champaign-Urbana, would more people say I prefer 90 or would they take, I'll take winter?
Right. Well, here, there was a Facebook survey that said 30 or 90.
Totally 90.
No, 90. In a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think it might be age related because we're all in that snowbird era kind of thing.
Some of the younger kids would say 30. Matthew would have 20 years ago.
One crooked number beyond a crooked number.
No.
Age-wise.
That's right. All right, he's our meteorologist, and he knows what's happening. We see a little bit of turbulence out there today, here and there, right?
Yeah, here and there. If you were to travel, jump on the car, travel north up towards the Kankakee, north of I-80, flood watches around the Chicagoland area. Boy, they need the rain. It's late and coming, and I'm sure the producers in Wisconsin are scratching their heads. Where was this when we needed it? But there may be as much as 4 inches of rain from the Dells to Madison, Camp Randall to Milwaukee. And that is the epicenter of at least the Eastern Corn Belt drought weather pattern. So improvement there. And we've had some pretty sizable rains over the weekend, Oklahoma through the Ozarks across the I-69 corridor into the Ohio Valley. That continues on. We sit in between. We think it'll be the Champaign split today. Quiet weather then for the rest of the week. And then here comes this big hot high, the old 594 high, as we call the weather business. It sometimes is over the southern plains, sometimes in the southwest. Next couple of days will be west of the high plains along the divide and along Johnny's place as well. Well, that's going to lift northward and eastward. We may sit right under top of that. If we were in July, 100-degree heat, sure, but we're going to be in mid to late August around here. But low to mid-90s with school and more humidity and football practice planned accordingly in the weekend, and more so for next week and probably for the week after that. 77 the forecast high, a couple of spits and sprinkles to our west right now, and we'll see a couple of showers before the morning is done. Maybe a rumble of thunder this afternoon, but spotty coverage is at best, down to 61 tonight. The sun comes back in glimpses tomorrow, more of it's Wednesday. 75 tomorrow, 78 Wednesday. Could be a stray shower early Thursday at 82. We're in the middle 80s on Friday. That's normal. Getting a little warm here for Saturday at 88. Sunday's hot at 93. And here come the mid-90s for Monday and Tuesday of next week with muggy overnight lows as well. For CBT Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
He is Richard Barrington. He's a financial analyst for Credit Sesame. Richard, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Well, according to the numbers, we got crazy spending during COVID, and now we're going nuts on the credit cards. What's the status? What are the overall numbers looking like, Richard?
Well, the big number is that American consumers now owe a little over $17 trillion in debt. But probably the big area of concern is that part of that is $1 trillion in credit card debt. This is the first time credit card debt has exceeded $1 trillion, and credit card debt of all the different kinds of loans and stuff like that, credit card debt is the most toxic form of debt.
Okay, so how do we get out of that? I mean, once you're in it and it's 30% interest, what do you do?
Well, I think there are a few things, and I think I like to talk about it in terms of attacking debt, and that's a strong word to use, but I think you have to go after it aggressively as if it were an enemy or a disease that's threatening you and your family. So here's three ways of attacking debt. One thing, probably the best thing that consumers have going for them right now is that the job market is very strong. That means a lot of people are getting good raises in pay these days. So I'd say put at least half of your next raise toward debt reduction before you get in the habit of just spending that extra money. As your debt shrinks and you cut down on interest charges, you'll find eventually that it's like getting an even bigger raise. Another thing you can do when you pay your credit card bill, while you should pay every bill on time, you should try to pay more than the minimum amount required on at least some of your credit card bills. A Credit Sesame survey found this is a habit people with excellent credit scores practice consistently. Those minimum payments aren't kept low to be user-friendly. They're kept low to try and stretch your repayment out as long as possible so you pay more interest. So don't fall for that. Try to pay more than the minimum required on your credit card bills. And then the third way of attacking your debt, prioritize your debt payments. You should pay at least the minimum on all your debts. Put any extra money you have toward paying down the highest debt first. And this is a very good time to take a fresh look at what you're paying on each of your credit cards in terms of the interest rate. Because interest rates have risen so much over the last year and a half, different cards have raised their rates by different amounts. So you need to find out which card is charging you the highest rate now. That's the one that's costing you the most for each dollar of debt, so that's the one to target first for extra payments.
Oh, good advice from Richard Barrington. Otherwise, you just got to make more money. You got to do something to make more money if you want to go faster.
What about consolidating, and maybe put in a different kind of loan, but pay the really bad high 25%?
Yeah. I like that idea.
I don't know. Maybe that works.
Yeah, I think if you consolidate, if you can get a lower interest rate, that's worth doing. The main thing is when you consolidate, don't simply stretch your payments out over a longer time. People are attracted to that because it makes their monthly payment lower, but that can result in you paying more interest over the long run.
Well, and the other problem with it is now your credit card balances are low and you rack them up again and you still have what you consolidated to pay off, so now you just doubled your debt.
Yeah, that's a great point. Debt consolidation should be done kind of in conjunction with a broader debt reduction plan.
Yeah. Richard Barrington, how can people find you?
At creditsesame.com, and we've got lots of advice on using credit wisely and improving your credit score, including a new tool we just updated called Credit Builder. Check out the site. I think there's a lot of good stuff on there.
Credit Sesame, S-E-S-A-M-E, Richard Barrington. Sir, thank you very much. ESPN 93.5 from the Tapman's Joint phone line. All right, sports headlines, Diane.
St. Louis Cardinals actually had the day off, which is unusual for a Sunday for them to go without. They're taking on the Oakland A's with a 6:45 start here on ESPN 93.5. Miles Michaelis on the mound versus D.P. Sears. And right now, it looks like the Cardinals are favored. Do we have any chance?
5%.
Okay.
The Cardinals have to...
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, that's the thing. Cardinals, their team goal in a month is to get to 500. Okay. That means they'd have to go 20-4.
Okay.
They have to win most of the rest of their games. Now, they did that in 2011. I don't think they have the pitching, or do they? Anyway, very little chance. It comes to the story right now.
Right, and they're 60-56 on the season.
You have to get to 500. If you get to 500, you're going to be five games out. I mean, it's not going to be impossible, but to get to 500, it's a 5% chance at best for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
So there is a chance.
Right, and see, people were saying over the weekend that I was talking to, I was out and about a lot, and asking how many games are left and all of that. Now, the Chicago White Sox are 47-70.
There's like 40 games left.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Cardinals are going to have to go 32-8.
Right.
Something like that.
Okay.
So.
So Toronto over the Cubs 11-4 to prevent a sweep. The Cub Car or White Sox series will be from Wrigley tomorrow at 7:05. You'll hear that action over on US 105.9. Milwaukee ended up sweeping the Chicago White Sox. That final was 7-3. The Walter Camp Football Foundation has tapped 45 players, and one of them is Illinois' Johnny Newton. We're happy about that. Illinois doing a lot of their practicing and getting ready for that September 2nd game with a 6:30 start when they face Kansas the next week. In fact, it could be the next Friday night.
It's Saturday, then Friday. Friday night.
Right. So. And that's a 6:30 start. So.
Yeah, we have a lot of night games. It's not great for the local restaurateurs and things because if you're playing at night, you're not going out to eat. You're going to be tailgating all day. And then you'll, so the best time for restaurants is probably 11 a.m.
Right.
Because then people are going to go get some food after that.
Uh-huh.
So. Anyway, we got football 2 weeks from this Saturday.
So, and speaking of football, Saints over the Chiefs, 26-24 in preseason action. Raiders over the 49ers, 34-7. It looks like Jonathan Taylor expected to return to the Colts. He had been rehabbing, and tight end Tyler Davis for the Packers tore his ACL in that preseason game against Cincinnati on Friday. So those are some of the NFL trending stories. You and I and Johnny were watching the TV here in the studio, and the Justin Fields could be MVP candidate is something that's on the crawl here. I think that's a little premature.
Might be a little early, but he could be very good.
And 129 yards on Friday's game. Yeah. So, and it looks like Lucas Glover beat Patrick Keatley over the in golf action with the playoff. I don't know if you caught any golf over the weekend.
I did. It's the final 30. We lost two of the Illini that were trying to get in there.
Okay.
Nick Hardy and Thomas Dietrich did not make the top 30, but Lucas Glover is hottest golfer on the planet right now.
Okay.
Okay, we got weather coming up. Saving is a big step. Building a strong future, whether establishing a college fund, saving retirement, building the emergency fund. Busey encourages you to begin your path to savings today. You can start creating a budget. Track your spending with an online budgeting system. Money Manager through Busey eBank categorizes your spending, really gives you a picture of where your money's going. Then you just save, save, save. Savings is made easy with Busey's wealth of tools. The Busey eBank, control and monitor finances online. The Busey mobile app, manage finances and track spending anytime, anywhere. And big change. You save a little bit every day. All that change you got adds up. Get started on your savings goals today with the innovative products and services at Busey. Just go to Busey.com for more resources. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. For over 150 years, Busey, member FDIC. I've got some Brett Bielema. You got to hear what he says about...
Come on, coach. Let's go.
You got to hear... I think he pretty... cool statement, makes you really think. I'll play that coming up. Also, how does Brett feel about the transfer portal? He has an interesting history of that. You'll want to hear that too.
Yeah, well, I don't think much of it, especially the first year you're signing up, and then most 17, 18s are going to shop around and maybe move, and it's just begging for confusion. And
the way it's structured today, particularly with money, NIL, it's totally different now. But he's talking about the first time he dealt with the transfer portal, you have to hear who he got. And it's like,
I think that's okay. I think you have to be in your third year, and then if you want to transfer, that's a different story.
Uh-huh.
Not out of the blocks.
If you bench somebody now, they leave. I mean, so
there's nothing.
It's just a swinging
disaster right now, in my opinion. I'd hate. Coach has a tough job.
Oh boy,
it's a tough job, man.
8:19.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event is Saturday, and another weather system, and fairly impressive one at that for this point in summertime, making its way across the Midwest, but split into a couple of areas of significant rainfall. One batch south, another one up north of the Kankakee. We'll sit in between for the day today. Once this thing moves on through, it's a quiet and eventful weather picture with pleasant temperatures through the middle part of the week, a warm-up late in the week, and some heat wave weather conditions over the weekend, more so for next week. A couple of showers, thunder thunderstorms in parts of the area for the day. Today up to 77. South winds will turn gusty from the west. Lingering shower chance early on tonight down to 61. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Temperatures a few degrees below average with a north wind and 75. Sunshine pleasant for the day Wednesday at 78. Could be a stray shower here for Thursday morning up to 82 in the afternoon. 80s for highs. Friday and Saturday, lower 90s on Sunday. Mid-90s with high humidity in here for early next week. For Steve EJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
They're rallying. The company is now a takeover target. It says many organizations are looking to invest in or take over U.S. Steel. Cleveland Cliffs says it offered more than $7 billion for U.S. Steel, but the bid was rejected. Apple supplier Foxconn is reporting a better-than-expected quarter, though it's suggesting a drop in iPhone and iPad sales. Foxconn sees business picking up this fall, though it says it may still fall short of last year. Amazon says it believes generative AI can help you to quickly determine what other customers are saying about a product. Its new AI-powered feature is available to a subset of mobile shoppers in the U.S. across a broad selection of products. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
822. Okay, Brett Bielma, this is not necessarily super current, but this was taken a few days ago. Okay. So here he is talking about the portal.
You know, the portal transfer world has really been evolving more and more every year. I always get a kick out of it. My first portal transfer was a guy by the name of J.J. Watt, and my second one was a guy by the name of Russell Wilson. So I've been able to take advantage of this moment on several different occasions. A little more prominent now, but I think you're always looking for the right fit.
Yeah, no question, but not bad, those two. And then what about his defense? We lost three guys in the first 60 picks. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be a little worry there.
Last year, maybe the strength of our defense was in the back end. I think the strength of our defense this year in the front end might be one of the best I've ever been around in college football. So,
okay, so the front seven for Illinois, I've heard some say go to any team and you might not find as good of a front seven.
Well, that's good news.
That's huge. So that means pressure on the quarterback. We can price out the run, but what about the pass?
Well, if you got that good a front seven, you can be a good back four. You don't have to be a great back four.
Yeah, if you can put pressure.
You can't be a really bad back four.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because that's just one touchdown after the other.
So we got Toledo 2 weeks from Saturday.
All right.
And then the next Friday night, we're at Kansas. We've got to go to Lawrence, Kansas. And Kansas was 6-6 bowl team last year. So, and they're pretty good offensively and have a lot of their defense back. So then we get Penn State game three.
Is that it?
In Champaign.
Okay.
What was it? Oh, it was 11 a.m. Why would you set? What if Illinois goes 2-0 and Penn State's 2-0? Wouldn't that be better than 11 a.m.?
They can switch it.
I'd like it to be. I would like that to be at night because the crowd would be nuts.
We'll take it to 9 overtimes again.
Oh, my goodness.
9 overtimes.
Was that Michigan?
That was Penn State.
That was Penn State.
Oh, it was. And Isaiah won the game.
Williams. Yeah.
Isaiah's in.
That was an amazing thing right
that
there.
Of course, really
they
was.
Changed the rule where basically two plays were an overtime.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You get two plays, okay, you go to the next
overtime. Right, extra point, yeah. Right, yeah.
Has that been corrected now, or?
I think that's how they do it.
Because otherwise it'll go forever.
Yeah, they just crazy. Wear everybody out. Yeah. Yeah. That's almost like flipping a coin. Yeah. Or when you kick at the soccer, don't you get to kick five kicks?
Yeah, really close. Yeah, when you get down to when the penalty tied, kick, whatever. Yeah.
So, and then the next game, we got, Florida Atlantic at Memorial Stadium on September 23rd. That game time has not been set, but the one against Purdue at Lafayette, September 30th, is either 3 or 6:30.
And our defensive coordinator took the head job at Purdue. That's the whole, and a lot of the coaches went with him. So it's So
then we've got Maryland at College Park,
Tuglia,
Maryland.
Tuglia, the guy with the long Tugliavea, the Miami quarterback's brother is at Maryland.
He's the coach.
He's the quarterback.
Oh, he's the quarterback.
And he's the number one quarterback ranked in the Big Ten. All right. Which is now the Big 18 is next 16 next year. No, Oregon and Washington.
Who's our quarterback at Illinois right now?
It looks like it's going to be Luke Altmaier is what they're expecting.
From Mississippi?
Yes, but there's a kid named John Paddock that's done very well. He started 13 games last year for Ball State, and he comes in as a fifth-year older guy, and he's good. And listen, I'm hearing pretty good information that we got more depth than we normally do at Illinois.
That's so very helpful.
The wide receiver room is like way deeper than we've had. Yeah.
Well, no, we had depth when I played. I was like number 14. So that's a lot of receivers. Well, I don't know how many of them were any good.
Listen, I think we're excited that Illinois could be another pretty good football team.
Good deal.
And I set the expectation at 6. We won 8 last year. The only thing that I would look at as a disaster is not making a bowl game 2 years in a row, which Illinois has not been able to do. Last time we made 2 bowl games in a row, Ron Zook, and he got fired.
Yeah.
So it's very perplexing how hard that is to do, but we want to be one of the teams that always goes to a bowl and gets 15 extra practices and goes into the new year and all that stuff. We want to be a big boy program, and that's a big boy program. So excited, though. 2 weeks from Saturday, we'll be tailgating. The game is 6:30 against Toledo. And that will be
Holy Toledo.
Yeah. All right, ESPN 93.5. Kenyon.
This is Captain Kenyon Civils. He's new to town and has taken over the Salvation Army, and they've got a job fair coming up on Wednesday. Kenyon, hi, Captain Kenyon.
Good to have you in town. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, nice to have you. So I just have a few minutes. Tell me about your job fair. When, where, what do I do?
Sure. So it is on Wednesday, this Wednesday, August 16th, from 10 to 2 o'clock. And so far, we have 25 businesses signed up. However, if your business is not signed up and interested, we would love to have you. And so the where is sachampagne.org. sachampagne.org, and we would get you signed up, we'd get your information from you, and all those kinds of fun things, and we'll get you connected.
This is
if
happening,
you're looking for a job.
This is happening at the Red Shield Center off of Market Street, and let's see, is that Wilbur? I think so. At Market and Wilbur.
East News to Town.
Don't yes, I know. I'm so Kenyon, sorry. But
I know Market. I know it's across the street from the mall, but
it is.
I can't tell you the cross street.
No,
there.
I think she's right. But she's throwing Wilbur at poor Kenyon. Come on,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. Are you looking for more people who are hiring, more people who are looking for a job, or both?
Both. Absolutely both. We love connecting people. We love helping people out. And so... for those who are hiring people, it's going to be a help to them if they get people to work. Those who are looking for a job, it's going to be a help to them if they find a job. So if we can be a connection point, then God bless it.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we appreciate meeting you, Kenyon Civils, S-I-V-E-L-S. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. And as I said, sachampagne.org. Any information that someone might forget is on that website.
Are you enjoying coming to East Central Illinois?
We are. It's been a bumpy experience so far. We lost power in that storm that came through. That was actually our third day in town.
Okay.
Well, listen, Captain, we appreciate you and the Salvation Army. Keep it going, and hopefully a lot of people participate in your job fair.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, pleasure. You take care.
ESPN 93.5.
Wednesday from 10 to 2 at the Red Shield Center, sachampagne.org for details.
Brother Johnny says there's a new Elvis in town. We got to tell you about that next.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Lost souls in the Hawaii wildfires on Maui, now 96 and counting, only two identified so far. 2,700 buildings burned down and the emotional devastation.
I mean, Lahaina's small. We know everybody. Being born and raised from there, you know, you see all these familiar faces and it's just heartbreaking.
President Biden on the beach at Rehoboth was asked about the rising number of dead, said no comment. GOP candidate Vivek Ramaswamy backing impeachment inquiry into Biden to uncover details on the foreign business with his son Hunter and payments from Ukraine.
I'm on record going in favor of an impeachment inquiry on Biden because I personally believe the Ukraine war is indeed a repayment for a bribe made, now sending $200 billion of taxpayer money in the other direction.
On Sunday morning futures, Donald Trump facing a potential fourth indictment this week for Georgia election interference. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois informing residents about the next round of funding for Illinois Electric's vehicle rebate program. Next round opens November 1st. It'll run through January 31st. Program offers a $4,000 rebate for the purchase of an all-electric passenger car or a $1,500 rebate for the purchase of an all-electric motorcycle. First responders and community members looking back at the last 2 years of emergencies in one Ford County town. Saturday, they all came together to honor one another and reflect on their quick life-saving efforts. Rain flooded Gibson City 2 years ago, damaging homes and businesses there. That was the beginning of significant events emergency crews would respond to over the next few months. Champaign Park District hosting one of its most popular events of the summer this weekend, Champaign Urbana Days at Douglas Park. The event including vendors, gospel music, free face painting, and inflatables. Park District Coordinator Robert White said it's a special way to close out the summer months. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
Weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Next weather system splitting its way through the Midwest with a couple of patches of showers, thunderstorms to the south. Heavy rainfall prospects as you get up to the Kankakee, the I-80 corridor on northward. We'll get into some scattered random activity for today, winding out this evening in a quiet weather picture then. Takes us right on through the upcoming weekend, except the start for a pattern change that heralds the arrival of some mid and late summertime heat and humidity across the area. Up to 77 today and a couple of showers and thunderstorms will roll the area at times. With the south wind shifting to the west, it'll be gusty for the afternoon. Shower lingers early on tonight, mostly cloudy, 61. Partly sunny, pleasant tomorrow at 75. We'll bottom out in the 50s for the clearing sky for tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunshine in 78. Thursday, could be a stray shower in the morning, the high to 82. 80s for highs Friday and Saturday, up into the lower 90s and mid-90s at that, Sunday to Monday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Well, that's the one for the money. Do we have someone as popular as Elvis today? I mean, you can go back and think Elvis Presley, the Beatles, and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, she is on a roll. And I actually like her teeny bopper songs. Is that what? No, they're good songs. She's good.
I mean, but there's some sort of a phenomena to getting, I mean, okay, she's good, but wow.
It's things go viral, and I think she's gone viral.
Yeah, yeah, a few times.
I mean, she's just, if you can get a ticket, it's $1,000, and that's way high.
And this is all across the country now.
Yeah.
She's doing this tour. Diane
says Eras tour.
ERA.
Yeah.
I call it ERA.
Era.
Era. The Taylor Swift sure. era. The Taylor Swift era.
What's your biggest song ever?
Love Story.
And that dates back. I know my daughter Gabby and my neighbor Keegan Payne.
But she's
done the talent show.
She comes out with new stuff that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Often enough to stay in there. And now this latest tour just has taken off.
Does she write her own songs?
Yeah. And
well,
Benjamin's son in the studio. Here.
Yes, that's right. But yeah, she's just empowering women of all ages and stands for herself, re-released a lot of her material so that she could make money and the record companies weren't making as much.
I don't
off
know
of
that
her
she's,
and,
she's had the usual megastar issues either, you know, going to rehab and all
drugs
that.
And
she
all
seems
that.
To be
she's wholesome.
Pretty solid.
Okay, and she gave her roadies what?
100,000. Well, truck drivers, everybody work for 100,000 bucks. That's
each.
That's the story on the street.
Well, she's right. Got the money, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
And this story says she gives a hefty donation to charity food banks on each stop, filling several tractor trailers full of 40,000 pounds of fresh produce at food banks. Also, helping eligible children gain access to free and reduced school meals. And giving senior citizens food stamps along the stops.
Well, I mean, what, when she wakes up in the morning, what's her day? What's her day like? I mean, wow.
She's got things to do.
Yeah, and she's got to keep herself healthy.
But how many people are around her every day?
Oh, an entourage. And you say, I think she works on her own songs. She probably uses I was in Nashville yesterday, and there's a whole industry of people who help people like Taylor if she needs it. To write a song, and they'll work on it, and this and that, and then if they'll get like a penny every, and they're just looking for somebody like her if they could hit, get a hit with her.
Oh boy,
then that's a good
deal.
It's
on the resume too.
Yeah.
So anyway, Taylor Swift, maybe the new Elvis. I don't know. I'm happy and thankful that I don't have that. Diane is kind of opposite of me on this. I don't feel the need to be there. You'd go if you had a chance.
I would.
And I don't think I would be like. This is awesome. Could she turn it down?
Well, I'm thinking of seeing if she'd come to Philo for our 150th celebration in 2025.
Okay.
It's probably
good luck with
5
that.
To 10 mil and we could get her in.
You'd have crowd control issues.
Well, the mayor wasn't at. He said he'd look at it, but he's not 100% all in because what would happen?
Well, we're gonna need some acres. Luke Bryan came
Luke
to Pasodum.
Luke Bryan came to Pasodum.
No, I do know that.
So we need. What do we need? 100 acres for something like that?
Well, it's right there.
Okay.
Well, I talked to Brian and Mark Maher, they're farming, and I'm gonna just say.
I wonder if she could have be up on the water tower.
Yeah.
And
sing
do something with the center of the universe right underneath her.
We could.
I mean,
look
that's
at
a
it.
Good picture
or, would
moment.
Would they gross more than 5 or 10 million a night? Though, I mean, maybe they.
I don't know what they can bring in, but it's a lot of money, and they'll probably have that. You could look that up too. What kind of money did she make in L.A., for example?
If you brought her and her entourage and her acoustic guitar and had her sing for an hour, you'd probably get that for $5 million, couldn't you? Without the band, without the roadies,
I don't know. Well, I know that Lauren Daigle's 700,000.
So the LA
booker for
Lauren Daigle
700.
The Christian singer?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think Christian singers got that much. Mercy Me, I called Mercy Me.
It's like 100,000
before the movie. I can only imagine the great hit song by Mercy Me. They were $80,000. So $700,000 for Lauren Daigle.
That was surprising.
She's crossed
to me.
Over. She's got a hit that's on the top 40 chart. So we're playing it on Q96 right now. Right. It's in heavy rotation. Taylor Swift in L.A., it says $160 million in local earnings for L.A.
I mean, I don't know how you...
Well, they're not... She doesn't have as much as the lottery winner down in Florida, which is $1.6
billion. But that was just for the 3 days, Steve. Okay. She's going to be at that lottery number in about 2 months.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. Is she married?
I don't
know. Did I hear that there was like an interest between Taylor Swift and tied in Travis Kelce? Is that a thing, I wonder? Look up Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I don't think Travis is married. That would be...
I think one of the keys to her success, she's kind of kept her focus on her career.
Yeah.
And there haven't been a lot of that, but I'm sure she's got a boyfriend.
What was the name?
Travis Kelce, K-E-L-S-U-Y, and Taylor Swift.
Oh, it did come up when I typed them in together.
I wonder if that's a thing.
Well...
He's a good tight end now.
I wouldn't... Then don't flirt with Taylor, whatever you do. Yeah. Travis might not like that.
NFL star Josh Allen is surprised Taylor Swift turned down Travis Kelce's flirty phone number exchange is the headline.
Well, I'll be darned.
Well, and there you go. So like I said, she's focused.
Yeah.
Josh is 27. Travis is 33. Taylor is 33.
Boom.
That's amazing.
Josh Allen is married, though, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
So okay.
Travis Kelce's eligible bachelor.
Maybe they knew each other, and that's how they did the number exchange. Boy, that's got to be challenging. To be a superstar and then try
you just have your people, you know. Have the people. Have your Range Rover fax my Range Rover. Chris fax is outdated. All right, 840.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. But there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Illini fans, get ready to join Stevie J Broadcasting at Pia's for our kickoff event after 3 p.m. on Friday, September 1st. The Illini will face Toledo at 6:30 on Saturday. We'll have tickets to the game, coolers, koozies, hats, shirts, as well as jerseys for some of your Illini favorites. The first U of I football game is the 83 Rose Bowl reunion. We're planning on some special guests to join myself, Lante, and Derek Piper on the air live from Pia's Friday, September 1st as we say, go Illini. Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelce Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelcefurniture.com. That's kelcefurniture.com.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over when you see flashing lights. Everybody is somebody, somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
Well, we had a busy weekend. Christian got engaged to Riley, Benjamin's son. I should say Christian's son because I say Nathaniel's son. What would I say, Gracie daughter? That doesn't sound as rhythmic. Anyway, Benjamin is in town. It was fun.
It was a great time. I was so grateful to be there, and Christian did a great job. I think it was pretty impressive, Johnny, kind of like the Japanese at Pearl Harbor. My goodness, he kept the element of surprise. Oh, it is amazing. Yeah.
He didn't
see I can't believe it worked.
Yeah. Well, he sent a text to Janet and said, I think she knows. And then he sent a follow-up text that said, never mind. So it's all over Facebook, some of the great pictures, because they were the only two out there at the farm. We borrowed a farm, and the pictures are gorgeous. And
that's cool.
And he planned this out for like 8 weeks to figure out exactly how to do it, and she did not know. And I had a really risk of blabbering my mouth, which I do.
I definitely was worried about it as well. Yeah, I was thinking, boy, I better be careful what I say.
Yeah, and no, I know. Yeah.
Thankfully, it went okay, and he did it.
Yep, so we're thankful.
Mission accomplished.
Well, I like Riley. No, she's a great girl.
Good girl. Yeah, she's great. So, yeah, we're excited. It was a blessing this weekend. My future son-in-law, Jacob Hurtubise, got on base 5 times last night.
Well, I mean, that's
quite a few. Holy cow.
He got a hit. He got walked 3 times, and he's been getting hit in his leg. He doesn't necessarily bail out of the way. He kind of leans in, take one for the team, and he's been getting hit on the right knee too many times.
I've noticed that if he plays, he gets on base.
He does. In fact, he's leading the team, Johnny, 6 categories.
I would move him up.
He's got a chance now. He's got a shot. Maybe he gets back to AAA a little bit, which was really fun. Okay, Benjamin does things for us here at Stevie J Broadcasting. We've been working some recruiting, and some of the 100 job boards you figured out on how to post is working really well for working at Frasca. And we're getting some people now. And so and he does websites, and he does all the digital marketing things that owners that are too dumb to understand it really need. And you've done a lot of work for a lot of people now. So, and it's just only going to grow, right?
Well, it's an honor to help. And it's very simple. If you have a business, do you want more customers? Are you ready for more customers? And if you are, then Willowcress, my company, we can help them get more attention and build out so that they're ready for more customers. And building websites, helping with social media pages. It's a lot of fun.
And you like
we get
doing,
to help
you've
these
been doing
companies
this.
Grow.
When did you first make your first website? When you were 12? I mean, you've been doing
this. That's
about
right. Yeah. It's been a real learning experience. I'm grateful to help the people that I can. And I know that we can help a lot more, so we're just having a lot of fun bringing that value to as many people as we can.
Well,
it's highly creative, too, which is something I really enjoy.
There's a lot of people doing social media and website, but what Ben does, and he actually does it, he provides more visibility, so when during searches your site starts to come up.
Yeah.
And
that's
what Ben works specifically. Yeah. Well, that's the whole idea, but it's not just a nice website if you know about it. You'll find it because it starts to pop up.
It's optimization.
It's called visibility. I think the word you used was visibility.
Yeah, visibility, attention, both of those. Yeah. But really, you can have a great website, but it doesn't really matter if nobody finds it.
Yeah.
So it's really both, and it's highly creative, which is a great. It's just so much fun for me, and I'm so glad I get to do that. Websites is a blast to build those and to bring more attention, more visibility. Like you said, Johnny, that's something called search engine optimization.
But
overall, I just love listening to my clients and seeing what they need and trying to fill those needs and solve those problems. And much like what you did over at VersaBar, Johnny, solving problems is a lot of fun. And I'm just so grateful I get to do it.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, we'll talk soon. And again, you said Willowcress.
Yes, Willowcress.
C-R-E-S-S. That's Sam.
Okay. So willowcress.com. You can see everything we're up to. But gosh, it's been such an honor and happy to help.
All right, that's Benjamin Sun. We'll be back. Weather now.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Florida. Champaign event is Saturday, and another weather system, and fairly impressive one at that for this point in summertime, making its way across the Midwest, but split into a couple of areas of significant rainfall. One batch south, another one up north of the Kankakee. We'll sit in between for the day today. Once this thing moves on through, it's a quiet and eventful weather picture with pleasant temperatures through the middle part of the week, a warm-up late in the week, and some heat-wave weather conditions over the weekend, more so for next week. A couple of showers, thunderstorms in parts of the area for the day today, up to 77. South winds will turn gusty from the west. Lingering shower chance early on tonight, down to 61. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Temperatures a few degrees below average with a north wind and 75. Sunshine pleasant for the day Wednesday at 78. Could be a stray shower here for Thursday morning, up to 82 in the afternoon. 80s for highs. Friday and Saturday, lower 90s on Sunday. Mid-90s with high humidity in here for early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
All right, 8:51. Johnny's been all over the country promoting and encouraging and helping these youth Christian camps, and they're called what?
Youth Conference Ministry. One is The Great Escape for middle schoolers, and then there's The Fun in the Sun for the high school.
And you had over 1,000?
It was like 1,500 wow. kids, but it was across the country. I mean, from the Rockies. And
is it comparable to Young Life Camp?
Yes.
Okay.
It's for church groups, though.
Okay.
So if you're a church group leader and you got 11 kids,
yeah,
and you want to go to a big camp, what are you going to do?
Yeah, right.
So you can go to one of the Great Escape or Fun in the Sun. And
so you're going to continue.
200 or 300 kids at once. What? Oh, yeah, we're going. Yeah, we're
and,
going.
And how many, when's it in for the summer?
We are done.
Okay. And then next year, you're
the summer, by the way, is different than when we were growing up. It's about a month between some schools go late in June, so you got July, and then they get August. Mm-hmm. But then the ones that end at the beginning of June start in August. Yep. So you're compressed into the probably week before the 4th of July to the first week of August is on both ends is the summer. And if you're teaching nowadays, you might not get summer vacation. Bethany, she gets 3 weeks.
Wow.
Then she gets 14 weeks through the year, but it's a new deal. So getting these summer camps is challenging just to find a venue and a spot and then pick a time where the kids aren't
in school. There's a lot of coordination there. There's a lot of coordination.
And it's... It's been great, though.
Well, it's awesome you're doing that. I think it's great. And so they'll look forward. How many camps total do you think there were?
There were 7 camps.
Wow.
So
that's awesome, Johnny. Great work. Well, our Steve offer is $50 to Long Branch Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Diane was there Saturday night.
I loved it.
Yeah. Her big spending son, Aiden, paid for it.
It's
so
true.
Pretty nice.
All right. That's
301 or 310 South Main Street in downtown Gifford. Yeah. You know, when it comes to the tip, we were, and I used to do this as a kid, too. I'd think, oh, Dad, Gene Ducey's leaving some money behind. I better pick that up. You know, so we're still educating him on the whole tipping thing, okay. And I hope it worked out okay. I hope to see Donnie to make sure that his mother, who was the waitress for us, got her tip. Otherwise, I'm going to give him another one.
Well, it's great. And the food you had, Foy?
Yes.
All right, filet mignon.
So good. Ooh, I probably could have cut it with a fork.
Yeah, it's a good filet.
Man. I just got to...
You got to get Johnny to Long Branch. I don't think I'm taking
it. No, I got to get out.
It's really good.
I've heard about it for long enough.
I have a hard time moving off the mashed potatoes and ribeye like we eat at Ditka's all the time, and you told Mike to watch his hand because I was eating.
Yeah.
So...
That paddle steak?
Paddle steak, that's right. Yeah. Big paddle steak.
Yummy. Like
the, yeah. Okay, we are done. Johnny's in town all week, ready for his 50th high school reunion this weekend. Unity High School of 1970.
That's right.
73.
Wow.
That's great.
I missed my 45th. We were in Iceland last summer. So.
Okay, gotcha.
Anyway, bummer. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow, God willing. Johnny, thanks for dropping in. Always a pleasure.
Good to see you and Diane, and everything looks great. Philo looks like things are going very well in the center of the universe here. Radio-free Philo.
That's right.
It's always good to be around.
Absolutely.
Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. That's Brother Johnny. Thank you for listening. Meet you back on the radio on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Everyone deserves a decent place to live, including man's best friend. Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County is looking for teams to help raise the woof by participating in a fun and unique pet habitat building competition for a great cause. Grab your friends, family, or coworkers and put your creativity and building skills to the test.
Raise the Woof 2023 Under One Woof is taking place at the Habitat Restore on September 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All the money raised via Raise the Woof will fund Habitat home builds here in Champaign County. You can find more information and register your build team online at CUHabitat.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pards in Urbana, 306 North Maple. You can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have, we're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes. You know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have help us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I have a Stever offer for you. The Stever is where Stevie J gives you money and you spend it and keep the stuff. You have to use it within 7 days, then tell me what you thought about the business when you're done. Today, from the Long Branch Restaurant, Long Branch up in Gifford, Illinois, Donnie and Hunter and Taylor and the team, they provide steaks and some other great food as well. So here's the deal. I'll give you $50 if you want to go up there and eat. $50 from the Long Branch. Go to GoStever.com. If you don't have a free account, sign up. Click accept when you see the offer, and you might just get yourself $50 to go to the Long Branch Restaurant. They're up in Gifford, Illinois, beautiful Gifford. And again, it's our Stever offer of the day. GoStever.com. Click accept. You have to use this within 7 days, so check your calendar. Long Branch is open Wednesday through Saturday. All right? $50, Long Branch, GoStever.com. GoStever.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.